Defenses shot down 35 Iranian-made drones over Kyiv in the pre-dawn hours Monday in a major assault by Russian forces. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Serhiy Popko, head of the Kyiv City Military Administration, says in addition to the deaths, five people in the capital were injured by falling drone debris. Drone wreckage had struck a two-story apartment building in a western Kyiv district, while other debris had struck a car parked nearby, setting it on fire. The attacks occurred as Moscow enforced tight security on the eve of traditional Red Square commemorations, marking the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia's TASS news agency Monday is reporting, quoting a Russian-installed regional governor, that operations at some of the units of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine are being suspended in case of provocations by Ukrainian forces. This comes after the head of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency warned the situation at the plant, Europe's largest nuclear facility, was becoming unpredictable and potentially dangerous after Russian reports it was evacuating people from around it. Correspondent Anna Chernikova in Kyiv spoke with VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Monday about what might be happening at the plant.
There are talks in Ukraine that it might be that Ukrainian forces are getting closer to the area in general, but Ukrainians do not attack the plant itself. So we don't have any confirmation except of Russian officials saying that Ukrainians shoot. Definitely we don't have Ukrainian confirmation of that, but we should understand that always there have been risks, and the scale of this risk remains very high.
IAEA Director General Rafael Rossi said in a statement he was extremely concerned about the situation at the plant. This is VOA News. As prices for food and goods remain high in many countries around the world, some economists are saying